This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side today and every day. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. Kevin Bailey will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Kevin is a strength and conditioning coach. He's a medical exercise specialist, and he has personally experienced weight loss. 70 pounds he lost, and he is going to talk to us about exercise and COVID, exercise and infection, exercise and a self-image, exercise and loneliness and dependence, and why we need to exercise in the morning, and how you can lose weight with exercise, belly fat, increase lean muscle mass. Kevin Bailey will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for more information. Or if you want to speak to a real live person to order products, 866-735-2470. All right. We have been talking about the invisible nature of health, the invisible nature of nutrition, the stuff you don't see. We've been talking specifically about fats. And water, fat-soluble nutritional supplements, or fat-soluble nutrients, we'll say, and water-soluble nutrients. The fat-soluble nutrients are the most interesting ones, I think, personally, especially being in the skincare world and the skincare business. Skin is a fatty organ, like the brain is a fatty organ, and like the heart is a fatty organ. The heart, the brain, and the skin are three, and maybe even let's just say the heart, the brain, and the skin. You could include the prostate and the female reproductive system in there as well. But let's just say the heart, the brain, and the skin, and when I talk about the brain, I'm talking about the entire nervous system, is very dependent on fat, specifically on essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids are just fats that are essential. Most of the time when we think about fats, or I'm sorry, when we think about essentiality, we don't think about fatty acids. We think about vitamins maybe, we think about minerals maybe, but there's two fatty acids, two fats. They're acidic, so we call them fatty acids, but just think of them as fats. There's two fats that are like vitamins. They're vitamin fats. In the sense that they're essential, without them you're dead. And even worse, they're very hard to come by. Vitamins are much easier to come by than essential fatty acids. And to this day, I still talk to people who know about supplementation and will supplement with Beyond Tangy Tangerine and will get on a good nutritional supplement program that doesn't include essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids need to be regarded with the same kind of gravitas, the same kind of seriousness, the same kind of importance as vitamins and minerals. They're essential. They're fats that are essential. It's omega-6 and omega-3. And pay no attention to those who supposedly understand nutrition who tell you not to worry about omega-6s. I have a book here I've been reading called Omega-6, The Devil's Fat. It's all about how dangerous omega-6s are because we get so many more omega-6 oils. The standard American diet contains so many more omega-6 rich oils than omega-3 rich oils. On the cover, the scary cover, Omega-6, The Devil's Fat, by a guy named Robert Brown, says we get 65 times more omega-6s than omega-3s, and it's associated with asthma. We get 69 times more omega-6s than omega-3s, and it's associated with diabetes. With these nutritionists who tell you about the problem with omega-6 oils miss is the fact that, yeah, we may be getting soy oil and corn oil and safflower oil and sunflower oil. We may be getting the oils and ingesting the oils that contain these omega-6 fats, but we're cooking with them. We're processing them. We're enjoying them at after high heat, which means the omega-6s are destroyed. That means you're missing. You're not going to be getting the omega-6s, even if you're eating the omega-6 rich oils. Not only that, but you do need more omega-6s than omega-3s. Omega-6s, most of the essential fatty acids in the body are omega-6s. The skin is really dependent on omega-6s. Omega-3s are important. Yes, that's true. Omega-3 fatty acids, which are really hard to come by. Essential fatty acids in general are hard to come by, but omega-3s are really hard to come by. You're only going to find those in seeds, basically. And I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again here. DHA and EPA, the omega-3 fats that are found in fish oil, are not essential. I'm not saying the fish oil is not important and helpful, and it is. And I believe it is. There's a guy named Brian Peskin. You may have heard of him. He's an engineer. He's not a chemist. He's an engineer. He's a smart guy. And I've been reading his books for almost 25 years now. He says don't even bother with fish oil. He tells you not to use fish oil. In fact, he actually says fish oil can be dangerous. I'm not buying it. Number one, because I understand the chemistry of it. But number two, because I've seen with my own eyes what cod liver oil specifically. And by the way, if you're going to use fish oil, use cod liver oil. Fish oil can be problematic in the sense that fish are problematic, unfortunately. Cod and fish that are farmed in the northern Atlantic tend to be cleaner than other fish. Nordic Naturals is a good brand for fish oil, one I like. Anyway, cod liver oil, I have seen incredible benefits for the skin, especially for psoriasis and eczema, with my own eyes. So in addition to the fact that omega-3s and omega-6s are very important for the eyes and for the nervous system, they're also very important for skin diseases. Nonetheless, they're not essential. That doesn't mean they're not important. Important, yes. Essential mean you have to have them? No, because the body can make DHA and EPA. But the parent essential oil, Brian Peskin calls them PEOs, the parent essential oil, that is technically alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, we just generically call it omega-3. That is really important, super important, and you need it, absolutely. And moms who are developing babies or growing babies, gestating babies, moms who are pregnant, would do their kids a major, major favor by supplementing with DHA, EPA, and alpha-linolenic acid while they're pregnant. DHA and EPA and alpha-linolenic acid. Omega-6s, nonetheless, they rule the roost when it comes to essential fatty acids. And don't be deceived by the fact that you're eating a lot of corn oil or safflower or sunflower oil. That's not how to get your omega-6s. You've got to supplement with them. Ultimate EFAs, Ultimate EFA Plus, and of course, as most of you guys know, I am a big fan of Udo Erasmus, who has a product. He sold the company, he sold his formula, but his product was called Udo's Blend, High Lignin Udo's Blend. Well, we're going to talk about lignins, L-I-G-N-I-N-S, on a coming Bright Side episode. And by the way, if you really want to learn about fats, get a book called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. It's by Udo Erasmus, and it is the absolute finest book for the layperson on fats. It is the go-to Bible for the layperson on the fats and essential fatty acids. Fats that heal, fats that kill, Dr. Udo Erasmus. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Kevin Bailey coming up next segment. Strength and conditioning coach, medical exercise specialist, and post-rehabilitation specialist. We're going to talk about exercise and infections, we'll just say. I don't like using that other word. We'll say exercise and infections. Kevin says that exercise can help with chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes. It can improve your health no matter what your chronic disease is. And, of course, you can lose weight. We'll talk to strength and conditioning coach Kevin Bailey in our next segment. We'll get your calls here momentarily. A couple things I wanted to say here. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got a bunch of calls to get to, so I'm just going to be brief. I wanted to talk about maskne. Have you heard about maskne? That's kind of the latest dermatological buzzword. Maskne is acne. It's related to the mask, to mask wear. I'm going to talk about that. I'll talk about that maybe tomorrow or the next day. I'm going to talk about acne in general. Acne is a very troubling skin condition, as almost everybody knows. Almost everybody's going to deal. And in our culture, almost everybody's going to deal with it. In indigenous cultures, according to Dr. Weston Price, who wrote a wonderful book called Diet and Nutritional Disease. Diet and actually, you know what? I don't even know the name of the book. It's a classic, though. It's called by Dr. Weston Price, who went to New Guinea and studied in indigenous population. He noticed that they didn't have acne, and they didn't have heart disease, and they didn't have weight problems, and they lived to be 80 and 90 and 100 years old with six-pack abs and with well-defined biceps. He was actually a dentist, and he was studying their teeth, and he noticed they didn't have cavities. So one of the things that got my attention when I read his book, darn name of it, but it's a classic. What caught my attention was that they didn't have skin problems, and they especially didn't have acne. In this culture, 60 to 70% of teenagers, everybody's going to have some acne at some time in their lives. Well, there's a new kind of acne out that's related to the mask. Related to mask wearing. It's called maskne. And I've been getting all kinds of notes about maskne. My Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, by the way, works for soothing and healing, accelerating healing, and even preventing maskne. Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream is a really, really incredible healing product, as anybody who's used it can tell you. But it also has anti-maskne. By the way, maskne is called Acne Mechanica, technically. Anti-maskne or anti-acne mechanica benefits. We will continue talking about lipids, fats, the invisible world, the implicate, the invisible world that leads to the visible world, the implicate world that leads to the explicate world, in the words of David Bohm, Nobel Prize winning physicist, on our next Bright Side episode. Let's hit the phones and talk to Elaine from Alaska. What's going on, Elaine? Nice to talk to you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good talking to you, too. And I did want to mention that the omega-6 healing cream for me because of my lupus. I got that horrible butterfly rash from the...
Yeah. Did it help with that?
It seemed to take about a month for these hot, painful blisters to go away. But the cream, your cream, wow, it would just really soothe the blisters and calm down. And it hasn't come back yet because I refuse to wear a mask. So
you're not wearing a mask out there in Alaska? What is the mask status in Alaska? You're in Anchorage, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like in the municipality of Anchorage, there's this terrible virus and everybody must wear a mask. But you cross the border into Wasilla, nobody's wearing a mask.
It's only in Anchorage?
Just in Anchorage, not in Wasilla, because the virus doesn't go to Wasilla.
Yeah, I know. That's right. It stops at the border.
Yeah. And then school. So I'm calling for about schools because the way they're doing school, my daughter is in high school chemistry. Everything's on Zoom. They compress a semester into a quarter. They can't do labs. So she's very uninspired. So I'm calling today to see if you have any inspiration, books or websites that are chemistry.
Did I ever tell you, I don't know if I ever told you my chemistry story, how I failed chemistry, organic chemistry.
No.
Did I ever talk about that story? I had a real interesting story. You know, I am a very good chemist. And being a good chemist means you can do herbs, you can do medicine, you can do nutrition, you could do exercise physiology, biochemistry. There's so many different things you could do at cooking if you understand chemistry. Because chemistry, Elaine, is just how things go together. You and I talking right now, you know what that's called? Chemistry. Do you ever hear somebody say, oh, we have good chemistry, or we have bad chemistry? Meaning you don't go together well. Chemistry is just how things go together, period. Now, it turns out that chemistry, what we talk about, most people think about chemistry as chemicals, is just shapes, how shapes go together. You just have to understand Tinker Toy shapes. That's why I'm always talking about Tinker Toys. Although these days I found out that kids don't play with Tinker Toys anymore, so now young people look at me like I'm crazy. What the heck's a Tinker Toy? But you know what I'm talking about. That's all chemistry is. It's just Tinker Toys. And if you get people to understand shapes,
Not everybody can see shapes or picture shapes, but if you try to study chemistry without understanding shapes, if you try to study it like you're studying history or sociology or mathematics or anything else, you're not going to really get it, and it's going to be very difficult. That was the epiphany I had when I became a chemist. And I don't have time to tell the whole story, but I will tell you that I didn't know what the heck was going on in chemistry for 3 semesters. Yeah. I somehow skated by with the first 2, and then when it came to organic, I literally had the lowest grade in the class every single test.
Wow.
Like 10 out of 100 and 14 out of 100, and I had to drop it. And it was a very traumatic experience having to drop it, because I always thought of myself as being really bright. But then when I came back and got that idea that it was all shapes, I became a chemist instantly, like you turn on a switch. And from that moment on, and that's how you have to look at it. Lynn, I want to get a couple more calls in.
Okay.
Does that help you? Does that help, though?
Yeah.
I hope it helps.
Any books that inspired you or websites?
No, I just read textbooks. That's not very inspiring. Okay. But these days there's a lot, you know. Just go to, go to that Barnes & Noble in Anchorage, if it's still open. Okay. I assume it's still open. And just kind of browse the high school chemistry or chemistry section, and you'll see good books for kids get a book for kids. Thanks, Elaine.
Okay.
Take care. Have a beautiful day. All right, let's go to my friend the Truth Raider, who I always forget to, or somehow I don't get a chance to talk to you, Truth Raider. What's going on, buddy?
Greetings, Ben.
What's going on?
I had a vice president there that lived in Anchorage, Alaska, who got very upset with me for exposing and saying this thing is all exaggerated. It's a fraud.
What thing are you talking about?
This whole thing.
We'll just call it this whole thing. We don't want to get censored. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This whole thing. So what did he say? What did he say? Tell that to the 200,000 people who died. Blah, 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 right. That's what I hear all the time.
Yeah.
Did you see Carl? I want you to say something real quick. On my Facebook page today, on the Bright Side. By the way, I haven't been plugging my Facebook page. The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. All my moments of truth are up there. Okay. And then when I find something interesting, I post it. Today, I posted a really important video that everybody should listen to. It's 49 minutes, but even if you don't want to listen to the whole 49 minutes, just listen to 3 minutes in the middle. I think it's 23 to 26. But just go to my Facebook page and check it out. It's very instructive. What did your friend say, or this guy say?
Well, this is the vice president of our tennis association, as far as our, you know, our group that we have, our little.
Can you get him on the radio? Would he come on the radio with you? With me?
I don't know if he would. I have to email him. He's a nice guy, but he said his friends, family, the other people he knew, very close friends, almost died.
Carl the Truth Raider, and everybody listening, if anybody knows anybody who wants to come on the radio and discuss this intelligently, I am looking for somebody. I can't find anybody who wants to come on the radio. They all have opinions, but nobody wants to discuss this intelligently. If you know anybody, Carl, or anybody out there, please send them to ben@ksco.com or send a note to ben@ksco.com with their number. Carl, got to go, my friend. I hope. Sorry you didn't get a chance to say what you want to say, but it's always nice to hear from you. Thanks so much. We got Kevin Bailey coming up next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy. And they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tributes continue to come in as one of rock's most celebrated guitarists has lost his lengthy battle with cancer. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Van Halen's son, Wolf, announced the news Tuesday on Twitter, saying, quote, "He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss," unquote. Eddie and his brother Alex founded the band that bore their name in 1972, and went on to sell more than 56 million albums worldwide over their more than 40-year career. Van Halen and the rest of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Van Halen was 65. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With the Los Angeles Lakers' win last night over the Miami Heat, they now hold a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver telling ESPN, "Much of the social justice messaging that you see on the courts and on the backs of players' jerseys will be largely left off the floor next season."
My sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I want to watch a basketball game.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. My pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages of brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've also got news stories, blog posts, all kinds of good health information on our websites. And, of course, you will also find the Longevity products and a Join the Team Now link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, something I have been talking about for decades, the importance of nutritional supplementation as well as exercise. And that's what we're going to talk about here with our friend, hopefully my friend, Kevin Bailey, strength and conditioning coach, medical exercise specialist, post-rehabilitation specialist, as well as a personal experiencer of the power of exercise. He lost 70 pounds himself. He's going to talk to us about losing belly fat, increasing lean muscle tissue, and how to eat smart without being hungry. We'll talk to Kevin Bailey also a little bit about the infection and what we can do about that. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Kevin Bailey. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Nice to talk to you. Good. I'm really excited about this whole strength and conditioning aspect. What do you think about, there's this, seems to be some controversy about the idea of exercise really being able to help you lose weight. Some people say, no, you got to do a lot more than exercise. I noticed that you lost 70 pounds. Tell us a little bit about weight loss and exercise, and tell us a little bit about how you lost 70 pounds.
Okay, well, yeah, there is some controversy, which, you know, things always come up in cycles, controversy between, you know, how much exercise do you actually need to do, and does it really help with the weight loss? To answer that question, and from personal experience, weight loss, you know, you do need to move those muscles. Lean muscle tissue is very, very, very important. One of the biggest things that it does when you're doing your strength or resistance training is it increases your lean muscle tissue. When your lean muscle tissue is increased, your basal metabolic rate, so that's the amount of calories that you burn even while we're sitting here talking to each other, while you're standing going through your everyday life, is increased as well. So when that rate is up, that's going to help you to burn calories throughout the day, and the more muscle or lean muscle tissue that you have, the higher that rate will be. Now, sometimes people, and especially some people who say, well, I don't want to be a big bodybuilder. I don't want to be this big, all these muscles. And it's not that. It's increasing what you already have, your lean muscle tissue. Everybody has muscles. Muscles were made to move. Joints were made to bend. So once you do that and increase it, you know, substantially, or even just a little bit, it's going to increase that basal metabolic rate as well and help you to burn those calories. And sometimes it will even help your basal metabolic rate or your metabolism to increase to a point where, let's say you have one of those slippage meals, a little bit more of something that you weren't supposed
cheating.
To eat. Yeah, exactly. Then it will also help to burn that off as well. So, you know, not to go say, go throw yourself over to and eat everything, all the cakes and the ice cream and things. But if you have that little cheap meal, it won't throw you off as much as, you know, it would if you didn't have that lean muscle tissue.
What's a good tip for preventing the urge to cheat or to cheat less? Are there any good nutritional or exercise tips that you know of?
Okay, so one of the things that you want to do to cheat less, I would say, is first of all, you know, go ahead and establish what you are going to do as far as your cheat, quote-unquote, cheat meal, and allow yourself to have that bit. So, for instance, one of the things I used to do is I would say, okay, on my birthday or Father's Day, I knew that I wanted chocolate Godiva cheesecake. And so I would go ahead and I would do everything I need to do because I love that cheesecake.
That's pretty intense, Kevin. I don't know. That's pretty intense. Chocolate. What is this? Chocolate cheesecake? Is it chocolate? Oh, my goodness.
Triple chocolate.
Oh, my God.
That's something serious.
That's extreme, Kevin. That's a little extreme. I don't know, man. All right, go ahead, though.
But I would give myself that just once, like a year or something along those lines. But I would go ahead and plan myself and say, okay, well, you know, this is going to be my one little moment. I'll have that, and then I'm done. And instead of, you know, years before I made that transformation, you know, my wife would buy the cake. And so, you know, I would eat the cake, you know, two or three, four slices. And so I was like, okay, I can't have it in the house. So Keisha, that's my wife's name, just let's get a piece for everyone. So one piece is three of us, my son named KJ, our three. And once I'm done, I'm done. So
and you, like, make a ritual. You make a ritual out of it or, like, a celebration out of it?
Yeah, a little celebration, and then that's it. And then I'm going on to the next, you know, to back what I was doing. Another tip I would give people, if you have those cravings throughout the day or day-to-day and things of that nature, what you can do is you need to supplement your meals with some type of healthy fat, monounsaturated fats like almonds. Almonds is something I would eat and to just to knock those cravings off, because that fat's going to satiate you for a longer period of time. So if you eat that, fat.
That's good.
If you eat that, it's a healthy fat. It's going to satiate your appetite. And then you wait and just see, you know, eat some almonds, not a whole lot, just enough. Then sliced plain almonds, not the salty or sugary or the barbecue or the honey, not those. Just plain sliced, diced, plain Dane almonds. Absolutely, that would knock it off.
Gotcha. For your snacking urge, to get the kind of snacking thing out of the way. Yeah, that's good. I like that. You know, I could tell why you're a strength and conditioning coach. I feel like working out just hearing you talk makes me feel like I want to go exercise. So that's good. Tell me about loneliness and dependence and what that's got to do with being strong or losing weight or somehow being in condition.
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
Tell me about loneliness and dependence. I'm looking on your blurb here. It says loneliness and dependence. You got me intrigued.
So again, you know, with depression, with loneliness, and especially, goodness gracious, around this pandemic time, people being isolated, so they're feeling lonely, they're feeling depressed, things of that nature. Exercise is going to be a key component to changing your state of being, meaning that once you get the blood circulating, you go and you decide, okay, I'm going to work out, and start lifting, you start doing your cardiovascular activities, things of that nature, your blood starts circulating, your hormones start increasing, serotonin levels start increasing, all those things that make you feel better. Also, you know, also cardiovascular activities increases your learning, which is called your brain-derived neurotrophic factors. So more synapses have an opportunity to connect in your brain, which means you're going to learn more efficiently just by exercise. So if you can change from a depressed state, get your body moving, those hormones working, you're going to be able to think more clearly and feel better, especially during this time when we're disconnected from one another.
Yeah, it's kind of like a car when it has to be run. If you leave your car not running, the battery dies. You got to run your car a little bit. You got to run the electricity a little bit. That's good. Also, when you talk about loneliness, how does that fit into the equation?
Okay, so loneliness is when you're feeling like no one cares about you, and you feel like you're all alone. You feel like you're isolated. When you experience those things, what you can do is if you start changing, again, your mindset and your brain starts to think differently, then you're able to connect and say, okay, well, maybe things are not all bad. Maybe
Hang on to that thought, Kevin. Hang on to that thought. We've got to take a commercial break. We've got Kevin Bailey, strength and conditioning coach, medical exercise specialist. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Kevin Bailey right after this.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side Talk to Kevin Bailey, strength and conditioning coach, medical exercise specialist. His Instagram page is KevinBailey9402, I believe. Is that right, Kevin? KevinBailey94.
Yeah.
And that's a BALBAILEY. All right, so before we went to break, we were talking about loneliness and depression. And that kind of gets me into this idea of there's more to being physically healthy than taking care of your physical body. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's other aspects of play. So you have this thing called Find Your Why. Tell us about that, what that means exactly.
So Find Your Why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you want to get in better shape? What is your motive?
Mm.
And so what is that thing that will propel you to keep going when the honeymoon's over, is like what I like to call it.
I
mean by that, when you first start an exercise program or a diet or whatever the case may be, in the beginning it's exciting, it's new, it's something different. You see yourself that slimmer, leaner person. And when you start taking those steps, you know, after the first week or second week, and the newness wears off. It's like the honeymoon phase is over. Now we gotta work this marriage, baby. So now, once you get into that, when you don't feel like getting up in the morning because you're fatigued, what is that thing that's going to push you out of the bed? What is that thing that's going to keep you moving forward to reach your goal? What is going to get you past your feelings? How can I be greater than how I feel right now so that I can reach my goal? And that is your why. So you got to find something that's deep within yourself that really gets your urge and gets that yourself motivated. Something that has to be bigger than you sometimes as well. A lot of times when I ask people that, what is your why, I look for them to go deep. Well, I just want to get in shape. I just want to be better. And it's like, okay, but why? But why? Yeah. What is it? And so then they'll start talking about, well, I have kids, and I want to be around for my children. I have a mother that I see the way that she aged, and I don't want to age that way. I want to be there for my kids and see my kids' kids. So I need to do everything in my power to get to that point. That is your why. My why is my son. I have a 17-year-old right now, and my mother passed away from diabetes at the age of 56 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And so my son was only 3, and so my why came out of, I want to be here, do everything I can possibly do to be here for him so that he can ask me for advice on how to be married and what should I do about school and things of that nature. I want to be that father for him. So that is my why. That gets me out of bed when I want to roll over to the warm side of the bed and sleep a little longer. So that is what propels you. What is your why? It's deep within you. It's bigger than you sometimes. And it's something that will get you motivated to rock and roll and move and groove and shake and bake it to get you to that point.
I love it. I love it. Your why is your alarm clock. If you don't, if you can't get out of bed, you don't have a why. You don't have an alarm clock. Do you think?
There you go.
Like,
absolutely.
Like first thing in the morning when you wake up, when your eyes open, you should find your why.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome advice, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So how about this idea about purpose?
Yes. So purpose, my belief is everyone was put here for a reason. You were created to do something, to fulfill something. And so you're given gifts, talents, skills, even some inborn things that you have, some desires, some things you naturally like to do, that was placed on the inside of you, not just for your own benefit, but also to help to benefit someone else. Sometimes we go through struggles and things, and then we come out of those struggles, and then we find, hey, I went through this, overcame it, now let me help someone else do that who may be lost, who may can't find their way. So your purpose, what were you designed to do? And you find those things that through your desires and things you'd like to do and sometimes through things you go through, but also just you have that innate propulsion to certain things. Like, for instance, I've always liked to be outside. I've always loved to move around and always liked helping people.
I can tell.
And I've always loved helping
you're not,
people.
You're probably walking around now when you're talking to me, I bet. I'll bet you're moving around. I knew.
I am.
I knew it.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I am. Yeah. I sure am. I'm walking around.
Yeah, I knew it. I can tell.
That's the thing. You know, you realize that you have a purpose for something. You know, I used to think that I wanted to do things in computers and have a sit down at a desk job and work behind a computer desk. But then I realized I like to move around too much. I like to talk with people one-on-one. I'd rather do that than be in front of a computer screen. Some people would like to be in front of a computer screen.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But what is that thing on the inside of you that comes naturally to you that you don't have to think about doing? There's something to that. So kind of follow that clue and then see where it takes you, where it leads. Take a step towards that, your purpose. What were you placed on this earth for? And I think you have that purpose, and then it may evolve into other bigger things, but that's something that will drive you for the rest of your life.
Do you think people's angst is caused by putting a square peg in a round hole? In other words, they're doing something that's not their purpose. They're trying to get a square peg into a round purpose kind of thing?
I think so, yes. I think that can attribute to it because of the fact that you're trying to make this happen and it's not even natural to you. And sometimes you don't even like it. You don't even like your career, but, you know, people say this is where all the money is going to be at or this is where all the opportunity will be. This is what you need to do. In my own life, again, with the computer thing, everyone told me from ninth grade that, hey, computers are the next best thing. You need to be a computer engineer. Engineering is going to have all the opportunities. And I started going down that path not realizing that I don't even, I like computers, but I don't have that passion for computers or for technology. I'll use it and it's used as a tool, but my passion was somewhere else. My passion was helping people. My passion was trying to inspire people to a greater effort or enthusiasm or creativity to awaken that within somebody, to help breathe life into people, to help them to be more than they can ever thought they could be, and to help them to get over whatever ailments or whatever things were holding them down. To help them to be empowered. So
you would have been wasting. You would have been wasting your skill set if you tried to do another purpose.
Right.
You had this thing, this gift to bring to the world, and you'd be wasting it. Everybody has a gift, don't you think? Whatever that purpose is, that's our gift that we're bringing here to bring to the world.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that gift is to share. Yes,
yeah,
so
that's
you share that gift with others. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right.
Thank
so practically speaking here. Belly fat. Nobody wants to be fat. You know, we all know it's bad for us. But belly fat, that's the worst right there, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, and that also is a metabolic issue. It's a health issue. It's not just unattractive. There's also chemistry, biochemistry that's involved. So give us some ways to lose belly fat.
So one of the ways I recommend and what I've seen for my own self is if you can get yourself out of a glucose-dependent cycle where you're taking in carbs, high carbs, things of that nature, and it's increasing your insulin, your blood sugar levels, which increases your insulin levels, which then, you know, once you store it up, you know, into your muscle glycogen, and once you your liver is stored, then it gets stored. The remaining of that gets stored as fat. And a lot of times it gets stored in that place that you say called your belly fat. Yeah. So what you can do practically is get yourself over to where you're burning fat, to where you can kind of, you become that fat burning machine. Strength training, practically, one of those things that help, again, increase the lean muscle tissue, and it helps you to, you know, burn that fat, makes you insulin sensitive, and get you into that place of being. Next thing I would, what I did for myself is I went low carb and went into a keto type
ketogenic
state.
ketogenic diet probably. Yeah, that's so, that helped you. Is that how you lost your 70 pounds? Was ketogenic diet?
Yeah, that helped between low carb and going between those two. Yes, because I had to cut out all the stuff, the crap, all the high carbohydrate thing, all the simple sugars, and really focus on, you know, more, taking in more fat, because I needed something to satiate me. I didn't want to be hungry all the time.
What kind of fat? You didn't eat, it wasn't cheesecake fat. It was
no,
some
no,
kind
no,
of good,
no.
What was
we
it?
Talked about before, those almonds.
Almonds,
I ate,
okay.
Macadamia nuts.
Nuts.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. Some saturated fats. I eat the eggs. You know, eggs. You know.
How many eggs? How many eggs would you eat? A lot?
Not a lot, but maybe three, somewhere around there.
Okay, gotcha. You're not like, Dr. Wallach, who we talk about all the time, probably eats a dozen a day.
No, that's too many. That would be too many for me.
Okay, all right. Eggs are amazing food. Eggs are amazing, though. That's an amazing food. That's God. That's one of the greatest gifts God put on the planet was the gift of eggs, I think,
there
for
you
health.
Go.
I think it's the most amazing food. And it always bugs me when I hear people ripping on the poor old egg with all that love that it gives us. Hey, Cam, we're out of time, buddy. That was very, very invigorating. I feel really invigorated, man. You are a great, great exercise coach or strength, motivational coach, we'll say. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Yeah, give your Instagram site out. I don't have it in front of me here. Real quick.
It's Kevin Bailey, and that's 9402 Kevin Bailey. Kevin Bailey, 9402. Have an amazing one. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Kevin. Have a great day. Kevin Bailey, strength and conditioning coach. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.